When Chance Moore sums up what 2020 meant for him, he does not mince words.
Basically, every bad thing happening continuously.
Moore, now 23, says that's not how the year started, though.
But everything was going well. School was going well, about to finish out my degree.
But then, COVID-19 hit. He says the shift to online learning did not go very well for him. And at the same time, all the stress of living under a pandemic caused family conflicts to flare up at home. It got so bad that in October of last year, he decided to leave and spent the next several months couch surfing with friends. It was a chaotic time.
Yeah, because I always had to figure out, okay, who's next? Like, can I call Kirk? Can I call this person? Can I call that person?
Amid all this turmoil, he was forced to suspend his studies. And while he did eventually manage to find his way into stable housing in San Francisco, with so much time lost, Moore feels like he's now fallen behind.
It was kind of like a kick in the chest not to graduate and do all that. I really hope to go back and finish it.
Family strains, job loss, school disruptions. These experiences have been all too common for young people since the pandemic began, and calls to youth crisis hotlines have seen a dramatic increase.
So there's just been a lot of upheaval for young people.
Sherilyn Adams, executive director of Larkin Street Youth Services in San Francisco, she says, though, that even as the need has grown, many nonprofits and homeless shelters have actually been forced to scale back their services. Meantime, while the statewide emergency rehousing effort has managed to help thousands of people, the focus for the most part has been on those thought to be most medically vulnerable to COVID-19, meaning that young people have benefited far less.
And so we're just seeing increased frustration, increased trauma, increased mental health issues, increased substance use, because that's what happens when we feel hopeless and we're not sure what the path forward is going to be.
San Francisco officials point to a new rental assistance program for young people and the recent addition of a youth navigation center, both as signs of progress. All the same, Adams and other advocates fear this pandemic is likely to cast a long shadow on many young lives. Keith Menconi, KCBS.